just a couple roster moves. We waived safety Eric Frampton. We signed linebacker Kyle Knox from the practice squad, moved him up. He's in number 58. And then we added to the practice squad number 36, Eddie Whitley. Any questions on today's practice?
How much have you been changing up? I know, you were out there, they were playing probably off your iPod, right? The music, you know. How much are you tinkering with stuff? I know you guys have been saying...
We got a lot of good work outside on the grass. Kind of what we've done this year was, get some of the teaching progression done to start off in the walkthroughs and then moved it outside. So I thought today was pretty smooth.
What was the idea behind the music during progression?
Just a little juice. I told them I brought my playlist in.
That was yours?
Yeah. Some of these guys, they got to get their iTunes up to count. You know, they got to pay their bills. So, got a lot on there.
How would you describe the playlist?
A variety, a good mix. Good mix.
Coach, we've obviously been trying to figure out how serious you are about those changes and things like that. But I mean,
those are significant changes.
Are you embracing
the idea? When you change
your
Gatorade color, that's a big deal. You know, the night before, what you eat, it's a big deal. Sweatsuits, those other ones were getting kind of raggedy to begin with anyway. So,
Sean,
I'll try a different name brand.
Why did they take off the season when Nick Foles took over? What is it he brought to them?
Well, I think number one, you see someone who's playing with very good awareness, is confident, gets rid of the ball. I think he's very accurate. So, when you start seeing the big plays they've had in the play action passing game, the screen game, then there's that juice that every player involved in the progression believes, hey, I can get the ball on this play. And I think he's done a great job of delivering and keeping receivers on the move with the accurate location as opposed to stopping them with a throw that maybe isn't located as well. So I think you see all of those things on film, his poise. I think that's been significant when you watch him.
Do you like how good he takes care of the ball, like the two interceptions?
Yeah, he's extremely accurate. He makes very good decisions in regards to, not necessarily impulsive or indiscriminate throws into traffic. He knows where he's going with his progressions. I think he's done a great job.
I heard somebody say Chip Kelly's a younger version of Sean Payton. Now, I know that's wrong because he's older than you, but somebody just referenced the fact that when you came into the league, the offense has taken off. He was comparing it to what he's been able to do his first year there. Is it complimentary when you hear something like that, being someone comparing what they've been able to do offensively to what you've done since you got here?
Well, I think this. I think, first off, I feel like you're piling on. I just turned 50, and, take offense to that. I think every year there's an influx of new coaches. Every year there's an influx of new design. And it's, the one thing about our league is every game is downloaded and available within basically 24 to 48 hours on every team's computers. And, we study a lot of film looking for first downs, a lot of film just finding a way to convert third and five. And obviously the system he's familiar with and what he was very successful with at Oregon, he's applied to his talent at Philadelphia. And I think the first sign of good coaching is taking the pieces you have and building a system around that, and I think he's done that extremely well.
Sean, when you have a guy like Breeze who's been through so much, how comfortable does that make you feel going into a big postseason game like this?
Well, I mean, his experience and his durability and all of those things are helpful. I think not only for the head coach, but I think the other players in the huddle on any given play. He's someone who's constantly reminding players about certain looks, checkdowns, what's going on right now at post-practice. It's that veteran leadership, that consistency, all of those things are helpful.
I know that you started your career there and you were asked about this Monday, but just do you memories of starting there in the city and the fans? I know that a lot of things have changed since then.
Well, I grew up there up until seventh grade, so all of my elementary education. Older brother and sister both graduated high school in Newtown Square. And then, you know, we moved to Chicago. But, you know, there's a lot of friends and family back there. Most of my relatives are not far in Scranton. And, you know, the first pro football game was at the Vet. The first baseball game was at the Vet. The first college game was Army-Navy. At a stadium that no longer exists, you know, the Flyers went in back-to-back Stanley. All those things were a part of my childhood. And so the sports fans are, you know, they're amazing there and very passionate and, you know, a real diehard fan base. And that, you know, that presents challenges when you play, especially in a playoff game.
Coach, talk of going backwards up. 2006, your first playoff game ever as a coach of the Saints was against Philly. Place was electric. Can you just bring back to that first experience? I guess you never forget the energy and the excitement, your first time coaching a playoff game.
It was a home game here, and you don't forget it, but it begins to, you know, kind of dissipate a little bit. You know, I remember Deuce McAllister was exceptional. You know, Andy was there at the time, the late Jim Johnson, who was, you know, arguably one of the best defensive coordinators our game's seen. I had just been in this that division for so long, starting in Philadelphia for 2 years, and then the Giants for 4 years, and then the Cowboys for 3 years, everywhere but the Redskins. And so it just so happened there was a period of 3 to 4 years where we played Philly in the regular season, and then we, in 06, played them in the postseason, played them again, I think, 07, 08, lost a game at the end of the year. So, you know, you get familiar with a lot of the, you know, the personnel and a lot of the coaching staff, and obviously years later now, a lot of that's changed.
Coach, Drew has only thrown 12 touchdown passes on the road this year. Any thoughts on that at all?
That's the Beefy Mac. It's Gatorade, but I think it's the Beefy Mac a little bit more, I would say. The night before.
A little more beef?
A little bit more zing, a little zest to it, spices. Beefy Mac.
Okay.
Coach, tell us a little bit about Junior Galan. I know you guys are really good at finding kind of diamonds in the rough and maybe other players that, you know.
We've been fortunate. You know, our scouting department's done a great job of, you know, we've got a number of players on this roster. We had 6 free agents make this team. So this is a pretty young team. Junior was a player that had come in and had shown a specific skill set, speed, agility, being able to rush the passer. To his credit, he's gotten stronger, bigger, and he's also really become a pro. And his attention to detail, he's a film study guy. I would say a lot has changed for him leaving college and the transitions he had in college, some of the challenges that he had, and then taking advantage of this opportunity. And, you know, he's a guy that you know, I'm real proud of.
What's the biggest thing you've seen from maybe last year to now being a full-time starter?
Well, he's handled that transition, but the biggest transition was, you know, in his rookie year, in his second year of making a name for himself and earning a roster spot. But we try to rotate guys as best we can, and he plays with a lot of energy. He's very sudden and can get to the passer.
When you mentioned a lot of energy, I know he played – Temple, is that something you talk about? Don't get too amped up or too worked up in the atmosphere, because he's a guy that has a tendency maybe to have done that in the past or now?
Not really. I mean, with every game you play, it's usually someone's hometown. There's someone from there, Jari, you know, Junior, those guys will have ticket issues. You know, it's pretty common with the makeup of a team like we have, and you know, I think they handle that pretty well.
How concerned are you about your guys overthinking this road stuff?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
How concerned are you about the guys overthinking playing on the road?
I think that it's the playoffs, and I think the focus isn't so much about road and home. This is the path, you know. In other words, this is the schedule. So the big thing as a coach is just trying to cover every detail regarding your opponent. trying to cover the specific situations that can come up in a game, you know, making sure you're prepared that way.
Jari made his fifth straight Pro Bowl this year. Could you just tell me about his progression and what has made him such a dominant player?
His was immediate. The challenge always with the small school player is just trying to watch the tape and, you know, evaluate sometimes, you know, who they're blocking. He was extremely dominant in college. His transition into our league happened immediately. He started as a rookie. He's strong. He's very smart. He, too, has been very durable. And I think he likes playing. You know, he's powerful. He's good in his pass protections. And, you know, he fit a lot of the characteristics outside of just the skill set. You know, between the ears, he's smart. And it's important to him.
Sean, given that it's probably going to be in the teens by the time you guys get into the game on Saturday, how do you get your team prepared for the...
That's the heavier guns? Sweatsuit. Heavier sweatsuit. Chili Mac for Drew. Gatorade. The heavier sweatsuits. Oh, it'll be cold. We played in cold weather before. You know, we'll get used to it. You know, we can't control the weather here. We can go outside and practice on the grass, but... our guys will be able to adapt to that. We've got a lot of players that, you know, have played in cold climates in college.
Do you think players can get it in their head when they read constantly that they lose every road playoff game, every cold playoff game? Can players start to think maybe that's...
Once they try on the sweatsuits, I think they're going to realize, man, the way they fit, you ought to see them. Pretty special.
Your sweatsuit is probably a smaller size this year.
Mine's smaller. It's smaller than Chip's. I know that.
I know we touched on this briefly Monday, but I was just thinking, I know Robert was gone for a year. We got seven guys who have been here since 06 or 07 that are regulars in the offense. And do you see that as a testament to something special about that group? Or, to, you know, this is their fifth playoffs together in 8 years?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a few players that were here through the Katrina 05 season. There's a bond in that first draft class, and we were talking the other day that first draft class in 06 was extremely important to what became, or what was the beginning of success. When you look at Reggie Bush and what he did while he was here, Roman Harper, we acquired Jeff Fain in the Roman Harper selection. You know, you look at Rob Ninkovich, who's playing, obviously, you know, one that got away, and then you continue with Streep, you continue with Jari Evans, you continue with Marcus Colston. You know, that first pick's very important, but those good drafts are ones where you're getting players in every round, and I think that class had a lot to do with the success you're referencing. But there's some players that weren't in that class. Lance Moore has been a part of a lot of games here, and those are guys that you share a lot of wins with. One more question.
All your joking about the sweatsuits and stuff, is that...
Where do you
way?
See them?
Is that your way of...
Seriously.
Just,
have you seen them?
I haven't.
I'm going to get you one.
Are they amazing?
What size are you?
Probably a 40.
All right.
But, I mean, is that your way of sort of deflecting, or is that your way of saying it doesn't matter?
I think The game's set for Saturday night, and it's set on the road in Philadelphia. And like I said, we play in all different environments. Our road record since 06 is pretty good. I think our road record since 09 is pretty good. But I think it would have been better had we been wearing these sweatsuits too. And, you know, we'll be ready. Thanks.
Thanks, Fisher.